Chapter 12. I'll Always Be Layla. After Layla and Peter received their trophies, Bubba and Layla met Peter's father.
Mr. Cox, Bubba said, shaking Mr. Cox's hand, it seems that my daughter saved your team.
Mr. Cox did not understand, and he looked at Peter.
We needed Layla's help to get to the second part of the competition, Peter told his father. And we need her for the Australian finals too.
Peter did not look very excited.
Layla isn't my favourite person, but she's good at what she does. She should keep her scholarship, he said.
He turned to Layla with a strange look in his eyes.
I shouldn't be so horrible to you, he said, because it never feels nice when someone tries to make you feel small.
Layla nodded to show that she understood what he meant, but she did not reply.
And, well, Peter looked at the ground. I did push her on the first day of school. It wasn't just Layla who acted badly.
Layla looked at Bubba and he smiled.
I can't believe it, she thought. Peter told them what really happened. Does that mean that I can stay at MMGS?
Mr. Cox looked hard at Peter and then turned to Bubba.
It appears that there's more to this story than I thought. I'll have to talk to the principal about this next week. Maybe Layla has done enough to keep her place at MMGS. And Peter,
he turned to his son.
Second place isn't very good. You must win the competition next time, he said coldly.
Layla stopped Peter as he turned to leave.
What do you want? He asked angrily.
Now that Layla knew him better, she understood why he spoke in this way. It was because he did not think he was good enough, not because he was horrible.
You did a great job today, she told him.
Your idea was wonderful. Don't worry about your dad.
You don't understand, Peter said. His face was hard. Your family came here because they're proud of you, and they'll always be at your side. My world is different. You're lucky in a way that I'll never be.
He walked away. But just before he walked through the door, she saw him whisper, "Thanks." Layla could not hear him because he was across the hall, but she could read what his mouth was saying. At dinner, when Layla finished telling her family about her day, Ozzy shook his head.
"I'm happy for you, Layla. I really am. But I can't quite forgive people like Peter. I just can't."
"Why?" asked Layla. She knew that Ozzy saw the world in a different way from her.
"People like Peter may not get love from their dads, but they can still get a job. They can buy nice cars and houses, and nobody will shout at them in the street. I can't even get a few hours' work in a cafe. So I'm sorry that Peter fights with his dad, but that is not good enough."
This gave Layla a lot to think about. Maybe Ozzy was right. The next day at school, things were a little brighter. She was not friends with Peter, but they were talking. And everybody was talking about Baz's party. Layla did not go to the party because of the GDT. And Ethan did not go either, but he did not say why. After lunch, Ethan and Layla had a talk.
"How are you, Ethan?" Layla asked. "You were having a hard time last week."
"I was a bit worried about something," he began. "I haven't really told anyone else yet, but..."
He stopped walking and pulled her to one side.
"I'm going to tell everyone soon, but I wanted to tell you first."
Layla's heart jumped.
This is the moment, she thought. I'm gay, he said, and I think I really, really like Seb. Last week, I told my parents that I was gay. It wasn't easy, but we're okay now.
Layla's eyes opened wide.
What?
Ethan's eyes also opened wide, and he looked afraid. Layla then understood what her answer sounded like to Ethan. She quickly smiled to show that she felt happy for him.
Oh, Ethan, she began. Thanks for sharing with me. I'm a little sad, she told him, because I really liked you. Don't worry, that's not important anymore.
Ethan laughed and pulled her towards the tech building.
Yes, he said. I thought that you liked me, and that's why I wanted to tell you. But Seb is very cute, isn't he?
No, he isn't. Not for me. Layla laughed loudly. But I'll tell you who else is cute. That night, Layla lay in bed, thinking about the last few weeks. MMGS was very different from her old school, ISB. The people were different. They did not go to the mosque, they went to parties, and boys and girls were allowed to be together. I was the first person to wear a hijab at the school, and I'm different, she thought, playing with her hair. I like inventing things that will make people's lives better. It makes me feel good. What else can I invent? She asked herself. I wonder what we'll do for the national competition. Layla remembered her first day at MMGS when Miss Taylor said, "You must be Layla." Yes, I am, Layla thought. I'm loud, different, funny, and clever. One day, I'm going to travel the world and have lots of adventures. I'm me, and I'll always be Layla. Don't you forget it. Penguin Readers, You Must Be Layla. Yasmin Abdel-Majeed. Level 4. Retold by Maeve Clark. Illustrated by Anfal Abudafira. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Isabel Adamarco Young. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2023.